This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. Fal yastajibu li wal yuminu bi. Let him obey me, let them obey me, and let them have iman and faith in me. We are talking about obedience and where it begins from, which is repentance, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with genuine deep regret at having disobeyed Him. As I mentioned to you, we must change the way we look at life. Unfortunately, we have been schooled to look at life in the opposite way. We must change that. And we must look at life in terms of its reality. And what's the reality? The reality is that the only thing which counts is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the surety of that, what is the shape of this obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it look like? It looks like the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the shape of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bring our lives, let's bring our lives onto the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. And then, having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of that also refers to having faith once you make dua, not losing hope. And to continue to make dua. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the slave what he wants as long as he doesn't stop making dua and says, oh, but I asked for all this and it didn't happen. No. You continue to make dua, no matter what it looks like, no matter how adverse the circumstances seem to be. You are asking for a cure, you are asking for success in a project, you are asking for something, whatever it is you are asking for, no matter how impossible it seems to be, continue to ask, because you are asking the one for whom nothing is impossible. So if it is taking time for you to get what you wanted, then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu knows what is good for you and He knows when it is good for you to get it. We do not know this. We do not know what is good and we do not know the timing. We don't know when it is good for us to get it. Maybe what I'm asking is harmful for me. Maybe what I'm asking is something which is not going to be good for me. I don't know this. I'm going by whatever I can see and feel. So let me ask, but let me leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give or not to give. Number one. Number two, I may ask for something and I may want it right now, but there may be no khair in getting it right now. I don't know this. Allah knows this. So let me have faith to say, Alhamdulillah, let me keep asking and I will leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me when it is the right time for me to give. Right time for me to get. Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah ﷺ, asked him to teach him a dua. He said, teach me a dua. Nabi ﷺ said, the best dua that you can make is, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. O Allah, I ask you for afiyat. I ask you for blessing, for goodness, for khair, for barakah. In whatever it is. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi ddini wa dunya wa al-akhirah. O Allah, I ask you for afiyah in my deen, afiyah in my dunya, and afiyah in my akhirah. Right? Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. In all aspects. In my religion, in my worldly life, and in my hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. So make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. And keep this in mind, that whatever dua you are making, Allah knows the good of it and Allah will give you what is good, inshallah. And Allah knows the best timing for it and Allah Ta'ala will give it to you at the right time, inshallah. Don't stop making dua, because ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua is ibadah. So no matter what you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, this is coming, being counted as ibadah, it's being counted as worship, and you will get a reward for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the dua was, no matter whether you got it or not. So alhamdulillah, continue to make dua and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.